Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
But 0 for 4 today. The pitch to him is driven down the right field line toward the pesky pole, slicing, and it is gone! Beat the Angels 11-9. And did they ever need that?
High noon, Jones and Keefe. Here on WEEI, every Thursday we go on the clock. We'll give you a 60-second take on why Alex Cora should be fired following that win yesterday.
That's mean. That's just nasty behavior.
Look, we had a plan. I didn't think the Red Sox were going to win.
No.
They won. We're sticking to the plan.
Yeah, I mean, they're still 30-34.
Yeah, I mean, they're not a good baseball
team. Closer to last place than first place.
I would feel better about this if the Red Sox lost yesterday, but we're going forward with the topic.
No, they're bad. They're a bad team. It's an off day.
What can you say? We're lazy. Say Don, say goodbye, say goodnight.
Yeah. Ding dong.
What time did they walk it off yesterday?
It was 3 o'clock in the afternoon, but it doesn't matter.
Kids aren't even home from school yet.
No. It was a day game, but that's fine.
It was a long one, though.
It was long. It felt like
a couple marathon
game.
Games.
Yeah.
I mean, early on, you're like, this is getting silly. The first inning, I think, was a half hour or more.
Yeah, at least.
A lot of runs. People like runs.
People do.
Came to the ballpark to see Lucas Giolito pour gasoline on himself and light himself on fire. And another double. It was just like a double parade there off of Giolito.
It was.
That one will bounce into the stands.
So, spoiler alert, we don't think much changed with the Red Sox yesterday.
No, not really.
Which is why we're still firing the manager. We'll do that in a moment. You mentioned Giolito pouring gasoline on himself, setting himself on fire. Text line on fire.
I gotta figure the out.
Your guy, it's Giolito.
We'll hold our breath.
Your guy, Dice, said, where is it?
He says, oh, what a coincidence. Keith gets a Six City Connect jersey, and now Brad Marchand wants to be buddies. No thanks. All set, Brad.
Yeah, right, Brad.
Not today,
nice
Brad.
Nice try, Brad.
Nope.
Now I finally got my City Connect jersey. I single-handedly turned the Red Sox around. And now you want to be my friend? No, thank you.
I want to know since I got the jersey. Also, we're getting a lot of really good Marco Sturm nicknames.
Now, this is dangerous because we did this before with Bregman, and it really took over not just one show, but
weeks of shows.
Maybe a whole week's worth.
Foghorn Breghorn is still just ingrained in my memory.
We never settled on a Bregman nickname, did we?
He didn't like any of them because the Greg Hill Show presented them. They gave him a few.
I forgot about
down
that.
Spring training.
Yeah, and he's like, nah, these are no good.
Greg you later.
Greg you later.
That was a good one.
The
Regulators.
He's like, you guys call me Alex.
Yeah, well, like, right. When he comes back from the IL, maybe we can settle on that.
Yeah, yeah.
A lot of good
sick
Breg.
Bro.
Sick Breg, bro.
Forgot about that.
Okay. The Marco Sturm ones, according to Hockey Reference, are simply Sturmy and German.
Right, which are not great.
No, they're not.
So we came up with...
Nick had a good one right off the rip.
What was yours again?
The Sturminator.
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 I saw Sturm Surge on
Sturm
Twitter.
Sturm Surge is good.
It's not bad.
What about Sturman Douglas, the general?
A little general.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You don't like Sturman Douglas?
I feel like you're just kind of piggybacking on Sturman Moore. It's kind of what I feel like you're
doing.
But that's okay.
No, but we're getting a bunch of them. Stormy Daniels.
Stormy Daniels is a pretty good
Storm one. Stormtrooper.
The Stormtrooper?
Yeah. Pee-wee Sturman.
That's all. That's not in there, is that?
Yeah, it is.
Somebody said that one?
Yeah. Storms of Endearment.
Yeah, Storms of Endearment. Yeah.
I think you were telling me in the Twitch chat, and they're always very good in there. Was this $10 shake?
Oh, I think $10 shake had low sturm count.
I was just about to say sturm sample.
Sturm sample.
Sturm sample.
Sturm donor.
Yeah.
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 That's kind of what he is. He's donating his time for 2 years.
That's what he's,
and
yeah,
then he's
right.
out. He's a sturm donor.
Yeah.
That's really what it comes down to. Okay, well, keep those coming. It's not going to take over the show. You can keep
Stermicide.
Those. Stermicide. That's what Sweeney will do in 2 years.
Stermicidal lubricant.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
In one small bottle of Stermicidal lube.
Okay, keep sending those in. 617-779-7937. Who should go on the clock first here, Keith? I don't remember who went first last time.
You want to flip a coin? Yeah, it doesn't matter to me.
Yeah.
I'll go first? You have a coin back there, Nick?
You want?
I'll go first. I'll volunteer.
Keith, take it away. Keith,
put me on the clock.
Put him on the clock. A reminder, all you, I know you're just busily trying to come up with Marco Sturm nicknames, but if you want to go on the clock, we'll put you on the clock for 30 seconds. Keith and I get 60.
Yeah.
Why Alex Cora should be fired in 60 seconds. Here's Rich Keith.
Let me first start off by saying I hope nobody's fired. I hope everybody has their job at all times. I don't wish that upon anybody. But I would fire Alex Cora because right now he's not doing anything well. And that's not hyperbole. You look at every responsibility for a manager, and he's not doing a good job right now. His pitching staff isn't performing well. The hitters are a mess. The fielding is once again at the bottom of the league, tied with or worse than the Rockies, who are one of the worst teams in baseball history. They don't even run the bases all that well. There's maybe two, three players having a good season. One of them is Garrett Crochet, who he pulled early from a game, which led to a loss. The other is Rafael Devers, who he's afraid to ask to play a position. He can't even ask him to play first, can't even ask him to play third. He's afraid of him. And then it's Alex Bregman who's hurt. So those three guys are playing well. Everybody else is playing poorly. You thought he was this great communicator. You have guys like Liam Hendricks bitching about not pitching enough out of the bullpen. None of the young guys are playing well. You've had a couple guys take a step back from last year. Jaron Duran, Tanner Houck, etc.
Okay. That was a good disclaimer. Good disclaimer in the beginning.
I want everybody to have their job for as long as they want it.
I
want to
make it clear.
But this guy needs to go. This guy's killing the team right now. The guy's a mess.
Okay. That's Rich Keith saying why Alex Cora should be fired in just 60 seconds. Yes?
Sturmbank?
That's right. It's right under our...
It's right there.
Our nose. I like this one because we were so focused on Sturm. Marco Polo Bar.
Okay.
You know, he just has a low bar to clear.
What about the German Sturman?
We didn't focus as much on Marco.
No, we didn't.
There's a gold mine there that we just ignored.
Anyway.
Is what we did. Okay. Why don't you throw me on the clock?
Let's go.
All right. Here's why Alex Cora should be fired in just 60 seconds. Red Sox stink. I don't know if you know that. They're 30-34. They're in fourth place. They're 9 games out, 4 games out in the wild card. And even worse, they're error repeaters. They make the same mistakes over and over and over again for years now. They lead the bigs in errors. They run into the outs on the bases seemingly every single night. So that's not good, and that's on the manager. Cora hasn't made the playoffs since 2021. Since then, he's gone. 78-84, last place. 78-84, last place. 81-81, third place, and the mess that is this year. And oh, by the way, he's feuding with yet another GM, first Chaim Bloom, and now Craig Breslow, which brings us to Rafael Devers, who is hitting. Stop me if you heard that before. 285, 12 homers, 54 RBIs, but he's been allowed to act like a child because Cora enabled him. He didn't want to move off third, which he was wrong about. He won't go to first, which he's joked and trolled about. If you suck on the field and your team isn't good and you can't manage players off of it, you should be out of a job. So that's why Cora should be fired in 60 seconds.
Yeah, also I meant to add, they're about to miss the playoffs for the fourth straight year. He has a worse career record than John Farrell, who made the playoffs more at a higher percentage clip than Alex Cora has. He has made the playoffs twice in what will be 7 years as manager, and he even gets that out in 2020. I keep saying that. Like, he would have been the manager on that team, which would have done nothing.
Well, and it
would have
been 2-8. Who knows, Keith? He could have managed that team in the playoffs.
Yeah, but like, that one wouldn't have been his fault as much.
Yeah.
But it's like, this team added a few really good players to a 500 team, and they're worse. And those really good players are performing. Like, Bregman, I know he's been out now for whatever it is, a week or so, but he was performing. Like, he was great. Crochet is the favorite to win the Cy Young, and Chapman's better than Jansen. and yet you've still found a way to add those guys to the team and make it so much worse. So, yeah, I don't know. Like, I just don't know what the defense is for Cora. The best thing you can say in defense of Cora would be X, Y, and Z are all out of his control, which isn't exactly a defense. It's more like, oh, the manager doesn't do anything. Either the manager doesn't do anything, and it's like, what's the point? Or he does, and he's doing a bad job of it.
The things he does do,
yeah,
he's not doing well. Or if your excuse is, right, well, that's out of his purview, then what exactly does he do? Why'd you pay him?
Yeah.
How is he any different than any other manager? So it's not exactly a defense of Alex Cora. You guys can jump aboard, 617-779-7937. Why Alex Cora should be fired, if you feel that way. Perhaps you disagree. You can weigh in there. We'll throw you on the clock if you want for 30 seconds. Meanwhile, Breslow, part of the front office report. I don't know. You tell me. I don't think this was exactly a big-time defense of Alex Cora today. We'll get to his answer on Driveline coming up in a moment. But this is his quote-unquote defense of the manager when asked by Jermaine Wiggins this morning.
Craig, when you look at where you are in this situation, you know, you could potentially be out of it by the All-Star break. Cora says he doesn't know what to do or how to change things. Is there a possibility, with everything being on the table, that you guys might make a managerial change if things don't get better?
We're always going to be anchored to what is best for the team, and we have a lot of confidence in Alex as the leader of this group. He's won in Boston as a player. He's won in Boston as a manager. We have conversations daily about everything that we can do to get us back on track. That's where our focus is, and that's where it will remain.
Okay.
I think it's the order in which he responds. First of all, there's a pause, and we read into it. That's part of the job. But so there's a little bit of a pause. He's like, we're anchored to doing what's best for the team. So Wiggy's question was, would you move on from Cora? And he's like, we'll do what's best for the team.
That leaves the door open.
And then that would be the rationale. That would be the decision behind it. If you start with, we have a ton of confidence, he's not the we have a lot of problems, he's not the problem. That's like one way to answer that question.
Yeah. That's not what he said.
No, it is not.
He paused.
Long pause.
And then said, it's all on the table.
And then he said, we're anchored
doing
what's best for the team, which is also not how humans talk.
No, but we...
That's okay.
Let's not expect that out of him
No, we're not.
Yeah, I don't exactly think that was a full defense. And if I were to read between the lines on this, I would say that's Breslow's way of letting you know. If it were up to me, it would be on the table.
He's like, well, I didn't even hire him.
It's not up to me.
Yeah, no.
So, look, we're open to anchored to do whatever's right for the team, what's best for the team. But it's not really my call. But, yeah, I would do it. Oh, and by the way, I mean, we got a lot of confidence in Alex Cora. We really love him.
Yeah, no, he's great. Remember, he won as a player. Like, okay.
Yeah, sure.
That's you.
It's relevant.
I don't have any confidence in you.
Juxtapose that with how he defended Driveline, his baby.
Loves Driveline.
Really loves Driveline. This is, again, front office report this morning on the Greg Hill Show.
Well, I guess what I'm asking is, you know, this approach is spoken about like it's the boogeyman. But if I were to say, you know, the approach that we have to teaching offense is to say, hey, we've got to start with making great swing decisions, right? We've got to understand the pitches that we need to swing at. When we swing at them, we need to put them in play. And when we put them in play, we want to hit the ball hard enough that it matters. And when we get to two strikes, we need to compete like all hell to put the ball in play, especially when we have runners in scoring position. Is that something that you would say sounds like, you know, kind of we've got the wrong approach here, or misunderstanding, you know, around what's important? I think we need our hitters to be extremely competitive in the box. We also need them to understand, you know, what type of balls in play tend to produce runs. And that's the approach that we've got.
You don't think we should hit the ball hard? You don't think we should swing at strikes?
Oh, you don't think we have a good approach at the plate? Yeah, but you don't like that? We want to hit the ball hard.
It's the first time I can remember Brezzo, like, in an answer, asking multiple questions back.
Yeah.
Like, well, what do you guys even think Driveline is? And then Greg's like, well, that's why you're on the show.
Right.
Can you explain it to us?
Yeah, by his robo standards, that's lashing out. And you're right.
That was like a little bit of a pulse.
Like, answer it for us. Like, let us explain it to us.
It's like, all we're saying is, and we don't know all of the details of the Driveline approach.
We know most of them.
Well, I guess we do.
Bradford just summarized it perfectly.
No, Bradford did.
You know, it's.
But you almost don't really
hit the ball in the air and hit it hard.
But you almost don't even have to. You just need to know that there's this group out there that they have hired to work with the hitters. And this was early on in spring training. Remember Jim Rice got involved, and there was like a big back and forth and all this stuff. And it was like, this is the way we want to do it, which is not necessarily the way Alex Cora wants to do it, But it's what Breslow, and I'm getting, obviously Henry signed off on this. And like, yeah, this all, these stats all sound good to me. Let's do this. But what does it look like through 64 games? Like, what, you're not, you're striking out a ton.
And they did last year too. And it spiked last year when Driveline came in.
Right. Yeah. The only, there's two teams in the, in baseball that strike out more than the Red Sox. One, the Rockies, who are the worst team since 1894. The other is the Angels, who you just lost two out of three against. So they're striking out at an alarming rate. They're horrible with runners in scoring position. They never move the runners over. I know Wiggy's advocating for the suicide squeeze and things like that. But they're like, they're never getting runners over. They have so many bad at-bats. Even Cora was calling them out for it the other night about that they scored some runs early, but then they had a lot of just like wasted at-bats after that. And Cora at least sees this. Like, why are we going to keep smashing our head against the wall and say that this is working when it's not? Whereas Breslow's like, what are you talking about? This is great. What do you guys, you know, you guys don't even know anything about it. It's hit the ball hard and swing at strikes. Okay. Are they doing that?
No.
Like, are they taking what you're giving them and making it work? Like, it's the complete opposite about what you hear a lot of, like, football offensive coordinators will say. Like, we'll take the player,
yep,
and then we'll try to do the best with the player around it.
This just occurred to me. Their approach with Sam Kennedy as well, but specifically Breslow, they should do an on-the-clock approach every week. It's like, hey.
Yes.
Hey,
60
defend,
seconds.
Defend Driveline, 60 seconds. Fire Cora, 60 seconds.
It's like, wait, what?
Yeah.
This is hypothetical, right?
Put him on the clock.
Yeah, sure.
Just listening to Breslow panic on the clock would be great.
He's just asking questions. It's like, no, give us your thoughts on
he's
it.
He's lashing. He's very angry defending Driveline. By the way, while we're talking analytics, the Patriots made an analytics hire yesterday.
All right.
According to Seth Walder of ESPN, Patriots are hiring former 49ers and Ravens staffers. So these are two good organizations.
Yeah.
Akeen Olakama as the new director of coaching analytics.
Okay.
He was in San Francisco's football research and development. He was San Francisco's football research and development coordinator.
Okay. Need more coordinators.
He has a deep scientific background in addition to football. He earned his master's at DePaul in 2021. Prior to that, he was a bioengineering and biomedical engineering major at Toledo, where he also played football. He was a linebacker.
Nice. You can't deny science.
For the Toledo Rockets. He broke into football analytics with the Ravens as a coaching research and development analyst fellow. He spent the last 3 years working his way up in the Niners organization before earning the director role.
All right.
So there's that. I will point out, and Seth Walder wrote about this, the team that is most heavily focused on analytics in the NFL. Any guesses?
Oh, Lions?
Nope.
You're
thinking at the top of the league. Maybe go the other. Maybe go the other
Browns?
Way.
Browns?
The Cleveland Browns.
Wow.
Have the deepest analytics department, according to Seth Walder.
I thought it would be the Lions because they go for it on every fourth down.
No, it's a good one.
But yeah, the Browns. So it's going great for them.
So it's going really, really well for them.
Isn't the Browns the Moneyball guy?
Yeah, it is. Yeah, well, I'm trying to remember his name. It's not, Barry's
DePodesta,
the.
Paul
thank you. DePodesta is there. Yes.
Oh,
yeah, he is. DePodesta's there. So they have a very analytical bent, which has worked out very well.
No, they've been doing
for
great.
Cleveland. But just know the Patriots dipping a toe in to the analytics world, as all these teams are as well. They made a hire just yesterday.
So it was their analytics that said trade away Travis Hunter, right? Because they could have had Hunter and they traded him away, right?
Wait, what?
Travis Hunter, the Browns.
Oh, in the draft.
In the
draft.
Saying,
I was like,
no,
wait,
saying,
they traded away Travis Hunter?
But they could have.
I'm sorry.
Yes, and I'm saying whatever their formula was.
I was very confused.
Yeah. I'm like, am I wrong?
Yeah, no.
But
they don't want him.
So if he ends up being awesome, they'll be like, well, our computer couldn't figure out how a guy could play two spots.
Take Dylan Gabriel in the third round and then make sure you get Shadur after that.
And trade a pick for another quarterback and also sign Joe Flacco.
This could be you.
That's all stat-based.
Yeah.
Getting all those quarterbacks.
This could be you, Patriots. So congrats on that. Meanwhile, more and more Marco Sturm nicknames coming in, Keith.
Ooh, a dark and sturmy.
A dark and sturmy. I knew we had
dark and sturmies all around.
No, no, it's dark and lovely is what I thought it was.
Oh, yeah, I did hear that. On the plane, it is.
Not a dark. How about Earth Sturm Jim?
Oh, I loved Earth Sturm Jim. In Earth Sturm Jim 2. Those are good games.
Oh, I'm not sure I played 2.
They were pretty crazy.
Earth Sturm Jim. How about, this is from DICE, the Lost Sturm.
Law firm.
You like the law firm.
I love the law firm.
Yeah.
Not Ben Jarvis Green Ellis.
No,
I like Lawyer Malloy, Ty Law.
Yeah.
Good poster in front of the state capitol.
The law firm. We had
suits for some reason.
We had a Sturm Trooper earlier. Did we also have Sturmship Troopers?
Sturmship Troopers.
I saw that movie in theaters.
Did you really?
Yes. I think it was a little aggressive.
Sick brag, bro.
Is that really?
You ready for a sick brag? You ready for this?
How'd you get in there?
My friend's dad took us.
Oh, was he like, cover your eyes, kids?
There was, I believe, and I've talked about this with Arcan before on the radio. I believe it's the first time I saw some tatas.
First time?
Sick brag, bro.
On the big screen.
Nice.
Yeah.
Like, I'll be right back. Like, where are you going?
It was an awkward situation, but it's burned in there.
Oh yeah,
let me tell you,
she pulls out her breast and she's juggling them.
Let's just say for that one, you went for Denise Richards, but you stayed for Dina Meyer. That was a Dina Meyer movie.
What I didn't make the connection to until many, many years later, Dina Meyer also on 90210.
Oh, yeah, hell yeah.
Where she was, I believe, Brandon's college professor, or maybe the wife of Brandon's college professor, but then putting the moves on Brandon.
Sure. How could she resist?
What a career.
Yeah.
For Dina Meyer.
She did
so,
well.
Yeah, you that full on brag is what that was.
She was also really good in Saw 2.
Oh, didn't see that.
Yeah, she was a detective on the case.
Nice.
Yeah.
All right, so I feel strongly
did
about
not end well for her. I'll just say that.
I think Starship Trooper is top of my list.
I love it.
Personally.
I'm going to watch that when I get home. It's on Netflix right now.
Turn the pictures around and light some candles when you watch that thing. 617-779-7937. Keep those Marco Sturm nicknames coming. We'll put you on the clock to move on from Alex Cora. And what exactly were the Red Sox up to before the game yesterday? A kerfuffle on the field, a fracas, an exchange of healthy ideas.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Like I always said, in this game, it's not always black and white, right? There's always something different, you know, the way you saw it, the way I see it, that's how it works. But I think it's just, you have to be on top of it. You do it in different ways. We get frustrated with the results, but you have to trust the process. And right now, I don't know if the process is good, right? Because we're not seeing results. Maybe we have to change the process. And that's on us, that's on me, you know? And obviously, let's see how the players react.
We talked before about, this is a long time ago, Linkin Park, Keith, the new singer.
Yeah.
Right? When did we talk about that? How did that come
up? A while ago.
They just named her? Why are we talking about that?
Yeah, well, they made a new album. Okay. They decided to replace Chester with a female singer who was in some other band that I didn't know. I think it's pretty good.
Okay.
It sounds kind of similar to their other stuff.
I saw them they played at the beginning of the Champions League final over the weekend, which was the highlight of that thing. It's an absolute bloodbath of a game. Yes.
Funny.
And yeah, she was excellent. I mean, it was like, you know, wasn't quite vintage Linkin Park, but yeah, it was pretty close.
They're coming to the Garden.
When?
July 31st, August 1st.
Show outing?
Linkin Park?
Show outing Linkin Park?
Yeah.
Are they giving us tickets?
I was going to say, maybe with some freebies. Yeah, maybe.
That's not going crazy.
Okay, we got to wait for
me a little
bit. We
should post a video every day until the concert.
Go up to the mailroom and be like, no tickets yet for Linkin Park.
Oh, my God, great idea. Great idea. Where are these?
Are you guys getting Linkin Park tickets yet?
Like, the heck?
No, I thought it was pretty good. I listened to the whole album, and it was the single they put out was smart because I was like, I thought the best song far and away, but it was good. Reminded you of their first couple albums.
Yeah, into it. Less into the Alex Cora versus Craig Breslow schism that's developed here.
Yeah.
It's one of the reasons why I would fire Alex Cora. If you missed that, those are up on social media shortly, at Jones and Keefe. Why Cora should be fired in just 60 seconds. I thought that was a direct shot from Cora yesterday. And in his defense, and that was before the game, in his defense, they go out in the game yesterday. They're not swinging from their ass. They don't strike out. Bradford said this to us earlier. How many games this year have they had 10-plus hits? They had 12.
Yeah.
And struck out just 6 times in a game? So maybe that's a one-off. I'm not telling you it saved their season or anything like that. But I'm curious if Cora just said, screw the dumb process and our approach at the plate. I'm going to be more hands-on, which is what a good manager should do, and an invested manager should do. Let's keep an eye on that, and let's see how they go moving forward from this point.
Yeah.
He called out the process. They went out and had 12 hits and only 6 strikeouts yesterday. They score a bunch of runs. They get a win. Does it continue against New York? Let's start with that. And if it does, maybe that's the beginning of Cora actually waking up and deciding to manage this team this year.
And that is a benefit or a positive from yesterday. So even if Rafaela's hit doesn't squeak past Pesky Pole and they win, let's say they lose in extra innings by 1, right, which they've done a bunch this year. They've lost a million one-run
games.
So
many times, yeah.
So if they do that, but they still scored, let's say they scored 9 runs and they had 11 hits or whatever. You're like, all right, there's something there. And then you'd pin the loss all on Giolito. You'd be like, all right, well, Giolito was horrible, but maybe things are coming around a little bit at the plate. We'll see, because I don't know if that's something that, like, you've been trying to ingrain in your players for so long. Last year, all spring, first third of this season, and then do you just like flip a switch and be like, all right, guys, just go back to what you used to do. I don't know if it works that easy either.
Yeah, or just, guys, we don't need to be trying to put everything in the air, swinging from our ass, trying to hit home runs. Like, let's try to, your word, duck snort out a couple
but
of singles
here. I don't understand that part of
the
it.
The irony is, and it was such a short home run, but the irony is they went on a home run.
Right. Like, the president's like, see, it works. But then you're like, well, yeah, you hit it like 300 feet.
Right. I mean, that is the irony yesterday, but it wasn't like blasted or anything like that. I mean, Rafaela really hit one hard a couple of nights prior. But
how many home run hitters do they have? Like, guys that you're like, that's a bopper. Because Breslow even said at the beginning of his interview this morning.
Kind of Devers?
I would say.
Has Devers hit 40?
No.
Yeah, I don't think he has, right?
I don't believe so. But he's a consistent 30
home
run guy.
I would consider him a power guy, though, even if he's not a pure home run guy.
Yeah, you hit maxed out at 38 back in 2021.
Okay, he has one.
330 home run seasons.
That's it. It's really not, like, he's really not even a classic slugger. But let's give you Devers.
Right.
After him?
Really, nobody. And that's why it's also funny to go
you're
back.
You're saying not Romy Gonzalez.
I don't think it's Romy.
Okay.
I'm not sure it's Romy. I'm not sure
Hamilton.
It's, I don't think it's Abraham Toro. I don't think all these guys should have the exact same approach at the plate. The, you know, it also brings back Craig Breslow preseason saying Tristan Casas, 40 home run guy.
Well,
so like
Casas,
in his mind, so Casas probably should be a power hitter, but he's never done it yet.
Yeah, sure.
And maybe he will be.
Casas could be, but like obviously now not.
But we know he was projecting him for 40 dingers.
Yep.
So he probably is projecting Devers for 40 dingers. He probably thought Bregman might be 30 dingers.
you know, Durant's a guy that last year got to 20, but now is way down this year, way off the pace from what he was a year ago. But you look up and down their lineup, we'll see what the young guys end up being, right? Like, jury's still out for, like, Meyer,
right,
Campbell.
Right, you hope Anthony is.
Yeah,
but
who's not even here.
Yeah, but who's an official power guy on the team, home run guy on the team? It's Devers. That's the whole list.
Okay.
I mean, Bregman, when he's going right, I would not define as that. You hope, like you just said, Cassis is that. You hope the young kids turn into that, but right now, that's it. So, right, why specific to your talent level,
right,
is your approach swing from your ass and hit everything over the fence?
Like,
it's paint by numbers,
yeah,
and this is how other successful teams do it, and so Driveline says this is the best way to do it, and they're not tailor-making it to the talent on the team.
If it was the 04 Red Sox, I'd say, okay.
Go for it.
Smack dingers.
03, 04.
Go ahead.
Put the ball in the air.
Smash the ball.
Swing from your ass. Yeah.
So we'll see. I mean, tomorrow in this series, I do think is somewhat important. I think it's very important because it's definitely teetering. We thought it was bottoming out. Maybe it did hit rock bottom after Tuesday. So they win this game. But if you just go out and lose the next series, this game, this walk-off win, doesn't really mean much. Doesn't mean anything.
I do have an idea on what Cora's up to, but let's just get to a couple more of these, Keith,
okay,
on the text line, 617-779-7937. What do you think of short-term solution?
Not bad.
Most of these coaches are. They're just
not
short-term
bad
fixes. What about Lobsterm Roll?
Lobsterm Roll?
Lobsterm Roll.
We're coming up on the one-week anniversary of when I had one during the show.
Yeah, you got the Bonnie's Hot Buttered.
Fantastic.
Really good?
Loved it.
Sick brag, bro.
Honestly, worth bragging
about. It was excellent.
Shout out Lobster Bar in Newport.
Yeah. Greg said we're going to be missed at this one.
He did.
That's what he said. He said, we'll be missed. That.
I was thinking about just
showing up.
Just showing up to the to tonight. It's gotta be like, hey guys,
show up rogue.
Yeah. And or the cornhole tournament on Saturday, but you're
I'm
out of town. Yeah, so we can't Jones and Keefe.
No. Next time.
Tag team that cornhole tournament. don't save that.
Next time.
Excuse me?
Yeah, no, I heard it. I heard it. I stand by it. What else did we have? How about a dumpsterm fire?
It could turn into that.
I wouldn't rule that out.
It could turn into that.
Billy, did you have one back there?
The perfect sturm.
It's pretty good.
The perfect sturm.
Yeah.
So really, those keep both of those in mind, and like depending on
that's
how the season
the range
gets,
of outcomes.
There's your headline.
From a dumpsterm fire,
yep,
to the perfect sturm.
20 games into the season, we can use one of those. We don't know yet.
Put a pin in it.
Yeah.
We're not committing yet.
Yeah.
But we have the full range right there.
Love it.
Okay, pretty good. Keep those coming in. Or maybe don't.
We may have hit our limit.
Bradfo confirmed this. He said, yeah, the Red Sox were accused of stealing signs yesterday. So shout out Mike Deportes on Twitter. Deportes?
Deportes?
I'm sorry. Clinton Portes is what I was thinking.
Clinton Portes?
Deportes. Mike Rodriguez.
What's happening today?
Everything is wrong with our brains today. Everybody's been screwing up names left and right.
Whatever.
You said this guy's name earlier.
Mike Rodriguez.
Yeah, but his
on Twitter,
his,
he's Mike Deportes.
Which is sports.
I'm sorry.
It's Spanish.
Mikey Sports.
You know Mike Sports.
He says, according to my sources, and Brad Folk confirmed this, the problem that arose during today was that Flores, the first base coach for Boston, was stealing signals from pitcher Tyler Anderson during the game on Monday. Anderson allowed 5 runs, and today, yesterday, was when Anderson saw Flores out there. He decided to address the situation and communicated some concerns related to these signals.
But Nick brought up a good point.
Nick
did bring up a good point where it's a new age in baseball, the last, whatever, year, 2 years, where they have, like, the earpiece, they get the little, the catcher can just press a button and tell you what pitch it is.
Mm-hmm. Pitchcom, yeah.
How are you stealing signs?
I heard Middlebrooks mention on the broadcast yesterday, he's like, Kenley box everybody over from second because he can just see his grip and relay it to the batter.
I mean, Kenley.
A grip thing. Okay.
You can't, but from first base, how are you seeing the
grip?
Yeah,
I don't know.
Kenley was telling Devers to take second the other day.
He's like, I don't even
He's like,
it.
Whatever, just
it's like
go
when
ahead.
Greinke was telling people in the playoffs what pitch he was going to throw.
Yeah,
Middlebrooks,
yeah.
By the way, yesterday was getting a little silly goose in the booth. Oh, you hear him?
Why did I? You heard this.
Did you sell it part and sleep on her back?
Yeah, I heard him.
Yikes.
What are you asking
it's
me?
It's a big breast joke is what he just did there. I wasn't ready for that.
So I'm not familiar with
middle
that
of the
one.
Day.
I'm like, does a bear crap in the woods? I've heard that. So it's like,
is the Pope Catholic?
Sure.
That's a classic one.
This is what we got to start working in. What did Brooksy say again?
Stall it part and sleep on her back?
Physically, she has to.
Is Dolly Parton sleep on her back?
Either that or she's trained herself to sleep standing up.
Now, who's snickering in the background there?
Fleming.
That's not Will laughing at himself?
Oh.
I'm sorry.
No.
I'm getting my Wills confused.
There's double barreled Will.
Will laugh at Will.
Hit me with it one more time.
Does Dolly Parton sleep on her back?
No. That's Fleming.
That's Fleming.
Yeah. It was double Wills in there. Yeah, he went for it.
So, like,
I think they were getting a 9-run first inning. I think the two of them were getting a little silly.
Bring Brooksy back in. Stand by, Brooksy. Should the Red Sox fire Alex Cora?
Does Dolly Parton sleep on her back?
Okay, good. It's good to know.
Makes sense.
So that's how we use that.
Makes sense.
Okay, good.
Should the Red Sox try to cheat to win?
Does Dolly Parton sleep on her back?
Yeah, okay. He agrees. Okay. He agrees.
Brooksy's on board.
That's good what they them. Need to do. I'm being dead serious. If you're not cheating, you're not trying. Cora's got a history of this. He's won World Series rings with this. You got to do something. You're falling apart. You can't just keep doing the same stuff. So if it is figuring out what the pitcher's throwing, try it.
Yeah, go for it.
Try it.
Yeah, now, so this has been spun positively. I like this, Keith. Now, this is City Connect, Keith. And so 1-0, undefeated, spinning this positively. Cora is back to actually trying, going back to his roots, going back to what he does best. So we're on board. Good.
I think he has to do it.
Good.
Could get hot, though, in New York. Those guys were not happy about the Astros.
No, that's true.
The Yankees hate the Astros.
Might want to take a series off.
You think Booney gets thrown out of one of these games?
Maybe.
He might.
Gets tossed, gets heated.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It's Thursday, 12:45, which means, Brooksy, does that mean we got a madness coming up next? I think it does.
Does Dolly Parton sleep on her back?
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's time for Kiefer Madness.
Kiefer Madness.
Richard Keefe, I think it is. Rich Keefe.
Who is that?
How you doing, ladies and gentlemen? My name is Joshua Adams.
What now?
It's Kiefer Madness.
Where's Keefe?
Where is he?
Where's Keefe?
Where is Keefe?
Hey, Keefe, you're a douche.
I was doing Junko Inoshima from Danganronpa.
I'm a firm believer in UFOs and Sasquatch.
That's funny.
Yo, Kiefer Madness is so hit or miss.
Keefe's a nice guy.
Keefe's a nice guy.
Okay.
Kiefer Madness?
It's Kiefer Madness on WEEI.
I bring it.
Girl, they would have been taking me to the king.
She came to this Mexican restaurant for a margarita, and instead she left with a side of snake.
After a snake fell on her head.
One commenter saying, quote, the way my soul would have left my body.
All right, here we go. Time for Kiefer Madness on Jones and Keefe, WEEI, and we go down to the state of Virginia. Virginia, ACC country.
It's
there,
Commonwealth.
Jones.
I believe it's a Commonwealth.
Commonwealth. The first state? No, that's Delaware. Who's up there, though, right? Virginia?
It's an early one. It's an early adapter.
One of the first
We all
states.
Have friends like this. Like a first one to get the iPhone, things like this. Early adapter.
All right, let's find out what's...
Seven!
It was the seventh state.
I have no idea.
Number seven.
Could have been.
Yep. Let's find out what's going on down there.
Kevin Cox is well known around Charlottesville for his outspoken pedestrian advocacy.
Okay. Kevin Cox, no relation, as far as I know, to Courtney.
We didn't ask, did we?
Did not ask. That's true. It doesn't come up in the story.
She worked down in ACC country, you know, so could have been.
That's true. ACC Network,
yeah.
I believe. So, yeah, she may have known. You know what? I take it back.
Yeah.
No known relation.
Thank you.
To Courtney Cox.
Okay, so he's a big advocate of
pedestrians.
Kevin Cox is well known around Charlottesville for his outspoken pedestrian advocacy.
I missed that. That was a key word because I was about to guess something very different.
So he's advocating for pedestrians.
Okay.
He likes pedestrians.
Yeah.
He's very vocal about pedestrians.
Pedestrians' rights, I'm sure.
Yep.
Okay, so...
I'm walking here.
He wants to get crosswalk put in or something like that? Maybe?
You're on it.
Yeah, crosswalks.
He's big on crosswalks, this guy. That's his cause.
Is that it?
Yes.
Really?
Okay, yes.
Good.
Yes.
This strip of Elliott Avenue is one of the places he has a gripe with.
They drive too fast and they ignore pedestrians.
It's a problem. Cars driving too fast, ignoring pedestrians.
All right, when do you get to this age? Because I got to be honest, I'm not far away from the you're driving too fast age. I'm like brushing right up against it.
You know what it is?
Is it when you have kids?
100%.
Is that what it is?
100%.
Yeah.
Just because kids are
like,
even
so
maybe...
would you slow down?
So I think if depending on your street or whatever, also if you have like dogs, like
sure.
Right? So if you're just like, if they get out, like you want them to have a chance.
Yeah.
You don't want you to be like bombing down the street. Definitely when you have kids. Because I've definitely gotten like, how fast is that guy's going?
Yeah.
That guy's going a little too fast.
That's something that I started to care about that I never used to care about.
But then
I'm like,
realized,
whoa.
But
what
then
are you doing?
The same thing. Then I'll be in the car, and then I'm like, I'm probably going way too fast on the same street.
Yeah,
but I'm like, I don't see anybody.
I haven't really altered my driving habits whatsoever, but my judging how fast other people are driving
weird.
Is definitely on my radar.
It is weird. You know what I might get is one of those giant like radars that they have like by schools. Put that on my street.
Yeah.
So you can see what your
like
speed
the one with
is.
The board on it. Yeah. Not like a radar gun like a cop would have.
Or maybe
like the big board.
Or I should get a speed bump put in, which... in friendship, not to spoil the whole movie, but Tim Robinson got a speed bump put in on his street.
Okay.
And he took crazy. Like, I got that put in here.
You just got to move to Somerville. Those things are everywhere.
I
drove to our friend's house the other day. It was 90% speed bumps.
Nah, that's
sick.
Yeah. Thank you.
What's your speed bump philosophy? You just go right over them?
Or you just rip it.
I don't, but I think
I rip it and sue is what I do. I sue the city for what was this doing here?
I don't think everybody does it right.
Yeah.
There are the people that go up to a speed bump and almost stop the vehicle.
Yeah.
And then just like,
boom, boom.
No.
Boom, boom.
But you don't want to accelerate into it, but I also don't think you want to come to a stop. That's insane. You don't need to do that. There's a happy medium.
Yeah.
No, but some people do. You ever been behind somebody that like the lights come on, they brake. You're like, what do you think you're going to do? Rattle the whole thing? Yeah. They like almost stop at a speed. I swear to God, that happens.
All right.
Don't do that. Don't accelerate into it.
No.
You don't want to, you know.
Although this guy might approve of that.
Screw up your alignment.
This guy might approve of that approach. Stop.
Yes.
Oh, he would.
Ease your way over
he
the
would,
speed
yeah.
bump. Okay.
Drive too fast and they ignore pedestrians.
After pleading with the city for a crosswalk here to no avail.
What do you think that sounded like? Please. I'm begging you. I need a crosswalk.
Yeah.
They're like, sir, it's fine. They're like, we don't need to put a crosswalk in everywhere.
Yeah. Well, this is a good, sorry. I was going to say, it's a good point by the Twitch chat. Rather be golfing, he should complain like you did about your City Connect jersey, and eventually maybe he'll get what he wants.
Oh, you make a video every day.
Yes.
Let's get results.
Go to the city, you'll get results, yeah.
Yeah. Nice. So that's what Andy Hart said. I guess begging pays off. I said, it's a pretty good life lesson, isn't it?
Sure does.
Just beg, stamp your foot, beg, and you'll get your way.
Pound your fist.
Exactly what I teach my kids. Like, guys, look at this. I wasn't given a jersey 2 weeks ago. I was a giant baby about it. Now look at me. I'm wearing the jersey.
Now look at me. I'm wearing this jersey.
We have ice cream every night now.
After pleading with the city for a crosswalk here to no avail, Cox decided to take measures into his own hands.
Careful.
Yeah, it was. Those words were very close together. I heard it too. Yeah. I heard it.
Yeah.
Cox decided to take measures into his own hands.
Yeah, sure.
We've all been there.
You want to know.
It's like average.
Yeah.
Like just put that out there.
I walked across the street with a line marker with a can of spray chalk, not paint. It was spray chalk.
He's like a World Cup referee. Like one of those
spray
things.
Spray chalk.
Yeah. Like when
it wasn't paint. If you're trying to get me on paint charges, you're barking up the wrong tree.
Oh, this is
no,
like,
he's clarifying that it was chalk.
It's like legalese. We're getting into the weeds. Okay.
The chalk, I assume. I mean, we have chalk at our houses. One good rain, all that's gone.
Out of there, yeah.
So what's really even the point of that then?
Okay.
So you probably would have been better off with the paint is kind of what I think. But.
A line marker with a can of spray chalk, not paint. It was spray chalk.
Spray chalk.
That caught the attention of City Hall and the police department.
Oh, boy. Now he's got City Hall and the fuzz on him.
Oh, boy.
That's not good.
First, they painted over Cox's lines, then arrested him.
Arrested him?
That's a leap.
Well.
So they painted over his lines, then they slap the cuffs on him.
Well, yeah, but did he
resist?
Well, I don't know.
They didn't tase him or anything.
Well,
that's
I don't
what
know.
You're asking.
Is there more to the story?
Okay.
Cox is facing misdemeanor charges for the intentional destruction of property.
They provoked me. It's not going to stop me.
Ooh, bit of a radical.
This is like the guy who would, we had this Kiefer Madness, I don't know, months ago, where he was just piling up more and more garbage on his property.
Oh,
like, you can try to take it away.
Yeah.
And try to get
he
me to get out of here.
I laughed at the state.
I'm just going to put more garbage in my yard.
That's right. They're like, oh, my neighbor's a hoarder. He's like, you can't do anything about it. He's like, I dare you to come
my
out
property.
Here.
Yeah. Now, this is very different from this story where it's clearly not this guy's property.
No.
Yeah.
Just a street.
Yeah.
Just a street that he tried to chalk a sidewalk. And then they arrested him.
They provoked me. It's not going to stop me.
29 News reached out to the city for their side of all of this. Their answer, a statement saying, as this matter is now pending before the court, we will not be commenting further on the specifics of the case. Cox's first court appearance is expected to be Tuesday in General District Court.
All right, so maybe we'll have an update on that in the future, but we'll keep
our
eyes
basically, on it. I'm tired of the government steamrolling over people, and they can just kiss my
Yeah, that was versus the government, but he's really taking it out on his neighbors. His neighbors are like, what do you have? You have all these old cars that don't even run.
Yeah, he's like, you think I have a lot now?
Yeah. No, he built like an addition to his house just for junk.
I respect
that
guy.
Odd way to do it.
Yeah.
Fat chance.
That was him. He's
a
maniac.
Same guy. He's good. I respect that guy.
He's an absolute maniac.
Not so much the crosswalk guy, but I do feel him on like, hey, people are driving too fast now.
I mean, of all the causes, though.
I started to age into that.
Yeah, but I'm not out there drawing crosswalks.
Well, not yet.
No. But I am going to put in a couple speed bumps and maybe one of those radars.
They drive too fast and they ignore pedestrians.
Yeah.
Quick glance at the text line.
Yeah.
Sturmit the Frog.
Sturmit the Frog. It's right in front of us.
You should like that one.
Sturmit the Frog.
That should be yours. Okay.
That's great.
More Marco Sturm nicknames. Also, this, Keith. How about this? Special roadshow invite to Jones and Keith. What's on our list again? We got to go to the Wienerama.
Oh, we got to go to the Wien, yeah.
And then
where else are we
going to
go?
Jordan's mom's sex shop.
Yep.
Down
the Cape.
Town.
Yep, down the Cape.
Okay, so those are our two. We have an official invite to a third.
What do you got?
Booth Bay Harbor, Maine, July 18th, 19th, and 20th.
All right.
A classic yacht regatta.
Yacht regatta? A
sailboat race. I don't know why I'm singled
out. Just a lot of Michael McDonald.
Jones may not know what a regatta is.
Why?
Why just me on this one?
Yeah. Well, you didn't go to prep school.
There you go. That's
it. Yeah, there's a lot of crew people in prep schools.
It's at a historic shipyard. The weekend will kick off with a Friday Jones and Keith radio show.
I mean, we got
party on the pier Friday night.
Okay.
Saturday races on board, and then followed by another big pier party.
Amazing seafood for Keith.
Amazing seafood, Keith.
All right, well, I'm sold.
Lastly, Sunday, you boys come out on a 72-foot 1927 America's Cup 12-meter one race.
I guess.
I'll add that to we got three on our roadshow list.
A couple of seamen. We'll be out there.
Booth Bay Harbor Regatta. The Wienerama.
Like yeah.
and Jordan's mom's sex shop in P-Town.
Yeah, it's nice to be invited.
Jones and Keefe Roadshows. Stay tuned next summer. 617-779-7937. Let's get back to Celtics trade rumors. We also may need to mix in a potential target for the Patriots if they want to upgrade their receiver room. Let's do that with all your thoughts coming up next.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.